talking today with Bob Drake from Southern Oklahoma. Of course, Bob, you're a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and we've seen some very interesting correspondence between Beef Board members and the Executive Committee of the CBB in recent days. Major structural changes being proposed, and we thought there was going to be an immediate email vote. They've backed off of that now, but yet those structural changes are still on the table to be talked about this summer.
That's correct. It came as a surprise, a shock to the Beef Board members, those of us who aren't on the Executive Committee, to see that we were about to have an absolute, total change in committee systems and the way we treated our partners, the way we treated the Federation. And it was to be done by ballot. And not only done by ballot, but we were supposed to have it in no later than the 8th, and the officers wanted it in by the 1st on Friday. Most of them, I understand, came in on that Wednesday. And I haven't seen the results. I would assume that they had the votes. But what they didn't have is the support from people who helped put this thing together, who understood that the act and the order requires certain conditions before you can do something, not this drastic, but even a motion, but not a complete change. They didn't follow that. I don't know if their attorney gave them an opinion. I haven't been able to talk to the board attorney, Richard Rozier. No one has called me back, either he or Wayne Watkinson. But I would suggest that reading the act and the order, glancing at the act and the order, you would understand that you did not have the authority to do what they did. Now, they have backed off. The officers and the Executive Committee has backed off. But now they do know where their opposition is. If they want to work on the opposition, that's fine. I doubt they'll work on Drake, but they could. My concern is still that we need a unified industry, that we have an opportunity to move forward, that we don't have the infighting that we are experiencing, that we have people sit in the same room and treat each other as equals, as having the ability to make things happen between NCBA and CBB, that we understand that the USDA has certain authorities, but they do not run our programs. We still run the programs. Now, they have a right. They can tell us we can't do something, but we don't have to take it to them first. We can make things happen, then go. I don't know if USDA had any involvement in this or not. I do know that they have all of the information now. I do know that a lot of people, I hope, were concerned when they saw what the Cattlemen's Beef Board and officers were trying to do. I have to believe that they were. But they will be receiving more and more information. But it's my contention that the people need to understand what's going on, and the emails need to continue with people like my friend Brian Healy from Oklahoma, who wrote one of the better explanations of this Beef Board action and what they could or couldn't do of any that I have seen. And I hope others will follow and do some research. I would hope that we'd have the attorney get involved that's working for the whole board, all of the board, not just the Executive Committee, not just the officers, not the staff, but the whole board, that we would have some input in some of these decisions. Now, it'll come up again in Florida, and it's going to it will be contentious. The votes may be there, and if you want to split this industry apart and finish off this checkoff, then I would suggest that we follow through and do exactly what the officers and the Executive Committee has recommended. But if you don't, if you want to have the opportunity to get another dollar, and we need the dollar, if you want to have the opportunity to bring the industry together, then it's time to sit down and work out some differences, and our primary contractor, NCBA, be brought in to the talks. Have input, but it's got to have some changes in a hurry.
Now, The indications are they've already canceled the joint committee agreement. Was that pretty well public knowledge that they were going to do that and they were not going to go back and try to renegotiate that?
Well, it may have been knowledge to a few. I don't know. Maybe more than a few. I can't answer that. It wasn't to me. But
they had not notified the board, obviously, in some sort of a overall release.
Well, if it was notified that way, I didn't understand it that way, or I'd have been talking about it. But, you know, how do you operate when you don't have the people in the room with the other half of the dollar? How do you operate when you don't have your primary contractor sitting in the room? Now, according to the rules that the new regulations or rules or whatever, they were, in fact, going to allow NCBA to have a representative, you know, maybe not a vote, but a representative. But no chairmanships, no vice chairmanships. It would be a Cattlemen's Beef Board Committee, period. Now, Ron, there's another thing to look at. How many groups do we have that have even submitted ARs to do the work of the cattle industry? I asked Farm Bureau last week, or this week now, I asked Farm Bureau, why don't you submit some authorization requests, ARs? Why don't you get involved in this? And they said, well, we're not going to get involved in that. I said, why? Well, you know why. I said, sure, I know why, but why don't you tell me? There's no money in it. It's a recovery only. You recover your cost. RCAF has no staff. Where are they going to start doing some of these? United Cattlemen has no staff. How are they going to do it? Farmers Union has not enough staff to do this. Farm Bureau has just indicated they don't want to do it. LMA, talked to them yesterday. They're not interested in doing this. So who does that leave left that's legal according to the act in order to make things happen that we need to get done? NCBA. And yet, we attack them viciously, viciously, both personal and then as a profession and as a group. And it's difficult for me to understand how that anyone could figure that NCBA would go back and ask for another dollar when you're treated like, well, you can't get in the room. Our president wasn't allowed to even bring anyone in the room with him when he met with the executive committee. You know, 12 of them, one of him. Now, I enjoyed that. It's 12 to 1, I figure it was about right. But it's not quite fair, though, is it? You need to have at least one other person that can vouch for what was said and things like that. I think it's important that you have the officer corps meeting with the executive committee. And not to be tore down, not to be humiliated, but to talk.
Where's this going to go, Bob? I mean, you know, obviously, it sounds like there's going to be at least some sort of a vote in August. And you said perhaps they've already got the votes.
Well, again, I haven't seen the tally. I know it's been requested that it be presented. But with the new board that you have that will be coming on, and the board that we have, and after watching the votes that we saw in February in Denver, it would be hard for me to imagine that the Beef Board officers and staff, executive committee, would not have the votes to do what they've requested.
Is it legal for them to be making plans and strategies? It seems like to me that the Act says they can approve the budget, and that's about it.
That's what the Act says. Whether it's legal or not, it has to be up to someone who is familiar with this. That's why I asked for Mr. Rozier or Wayne Watkinson's opinion. I have not got it. I would like to see an opinion from council, not from board members and presidents and so forth, chairmen, but council, as to what in their mind that we could do or not do. Because I venture to say that most people that read that act in order and read our bylaws will tell you they cannot do what they're doing and what they plan to do.
Yeah, I guess what needs some sort of written opinion from USDA as well.
I would suggest so. It's been hard to get written opinions out of USDA. We had a little problem doing that with this governance plan, which they were opposed to the entire time. But I don't think that we need to move forward without having both the opinions, and then publish it or send it out to the, at least to the beef board, if not NCBA and others, send out your opinions. But, you know, we've got an officer inspector general, OIG, that has postponed their audit and will be taking place shortly. And it won't be good for either the CBB or NCBA. It isn't going to be good. You can go to the bank on that. The problem is it seems to me that each of the two sides, and sad to say that's what you have, are positioning themselves to make the other side look bad in the audit. Instead of going in with the cooperation that, yes, we've made some mistakes, yes, they've been corrected, we need to go forward.